All right, number one. It wasn't your fault. It was an accident. As you can see, accident is clearly a countable noun because we have a singular article right in front of it. And we have an because accident starts with a vowel A. All right, cool. Number two, listen. Can you hear music? As you can see, there's nothing in front of music because music is uncountable. I think the best way to sort of test it is to see if you think S would sound good next to a noun. Have you ever heard of musics? No. There you go. But that, of course, comes with a lot of practice for foreign speakers. So don't always trust your gut, as we say. All right, number three. I couldn't get into the house because I didn't have blank a minute to decide. All right, so I couldn't get into the house because I didn't have, so you look through the words, biscuit, blood, coat, what didn't I have? Key. Key is singular in this case, and is it a countable noun? Yes, it is. You can say keys. Therefore, I need an article. What article am I going to use? I'm going to use A. Why? Because key is a consonant. K as a consonant, right? So, I couldn't get into the house because I didn't have a key. All right, number four. It's very warm today. What are you wearing? Blank. A minute to write it down. Okay, it's very warm today. Why are you wearing? All right, again, we look through the words. Biscuit, no. Blood, no. Coat, decision, electricity. Coat, it is. All right, and so coat, again, is it a countable or uncountable noun? That's your first question. And it's a countable noun, right? So you can say coats. Therefore, then the second step is I'm going to look for the right article. Is it an A or an N? Remember, we only use N with vowel sounds. Therefore, no, it's going to be an A. So the answer is, why are you wearing a coat? It's one of those situations, right, where it's springtime, but it's also very hot. It happens all the time in Trieste, right? When you go out and in the middle of afternoon and you're wearing a coat and suddenly it's really hot out. So I can totally relate to this problem. Okay, number five. Do you take blank in your coffee? A minute to write the answer down. Okay. Do you take blank in your coffee? You look through, and probably sugar is the only possible solution. So, do you take sugar in your coffee? Now, can you say sugars? No. Therefore, do you take sugar in your coffee without an article is correct. Number six. Are you hungry? Would you like blank with your coffee? A minute to write the answer down. All right, number six. Are you hungry? Would you like with your coffee? Would you like biscuit with your coffee? Now, biscuit is a countable noun, which means we can say biscuits. Therefore, I will need an article. So you say, are you hungry? Would you like a biscuit with your coffee, right? Because biscuit starts with a B, which is a consonant. Alrighty, number seven. Our lives would be very difficult without blank. A minute to write it down. Okay. Our lives would be very difficult without a biscuit. Just kidding. Our life would be very difficult without electricity. Electricity, is it a countable or uncountable noun? It is a uncountable noun. We cannot say electricities. Therefore, without electricity is correct. Yeah, without electricity, we would not have internet and you would not be listening to me right now. The horror. All right, number eight. I had blank for a job yesterday. Oh, did you? How did it go? A minute to write the answer down. Okay. I had blank for job yesterday. Did you? How did it go? I had, well, interview. Is interview, is it a countable or uncountable noun? It's a countable noun. You can say interviews. So you say, I had an interview for a job yesterday. An interview, because interview starts with a vowel I. Okay. Number 9, the heart pumps blank through the body. A minute to write the answer down. Okay, the heart pumps blank through the body. Well, that was an easy one, right? Because we know, everybody knows that the heart pumps blood through the body. Is blood a countable or uncountable now? Can you say bloods? No, you can't, right? So it's correct the way it is. The heart pumps blood through the body. Great job. Number 10. Excuse me, but can I ask you blank? That's an easy one too, right? A minute to decide. Okay, excuse me, but can I ask you question? Question is countable. Questions, we've been answering them for the past couple of months. So can I ask you a question? Great job. Number 11, I'm not ready yet. Can you wait blank, please? A minute to write it down. All right. I'm not ready yet. Can you wait moment, please? Now, can you say moments? Yes. Therefore, can you wait a moment, please? Because we need a singular article A. All right. Number 12. We can't delay much longer. We have to make blank soon. A minute to write that blank down. All right, we can't delay much longer. We have to make blank soon. We have to make decision soon is the last thing we have left with. And can you say decisions? Yes, you can. Decisions, decisions. D is a consonant, therefore we need a singular article A. So we have to make a decision soon. Great job, guys. Let's move on to 69.3. All right. Complete the sentences using the following words. Sometimes the word needs to be plural, so we add an S. And sometimes you need to use A or N. All right, so this is kind of like the summary of everything we've studied so far. Let's read the words. Air, day, friend, joke, language, meet. Patience, people, picture, queue, queue's a line, space, umbrella. Number one, I had my camera, but I didn't take any pictures. Okay, we don't add pictures. We don't add an article because pictures is plural, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, there's seven blank in a week. Seven what? A minute to write it down. Okay, there are 7 days in a week. Days is plural, therefore I use no article. Now, this is not for this class, but this is, I think it comes up next class. There are different times that we actually do use articles with plurals. That's just an FYI. We'll see it in the next class. Number three. A vegetarian is a person who doesn't eat. Suspicion. A minute to write it down. All right. A vegetarian is a person who doesn't eat meat. Meat, we use this form as a plural form, so we don't add an S, but we don't add an article either, right? Okie dokie, let's move on. Number four. Outside the cinema, there was blank of people waiting to see the film. A minute to write it down. Okay, outside the cinema, there was of people waiting to see this film. There was a queue. Queue is countable. You can say queues. Queue is a British word. We would say line. And remember, you pronounce it as a Q. And you spell it as a Q-U-E-U-E. Isn't that fantastic? That's the English language. Anyway, so outside the cinema, there was a queue because queue is countable. There you go. Number five. I'm not very good at telling blank. A minute to write it down. I'm not very good at telling. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear it's joke, but we need a plural because jokes can be used and it's a countable noun. Therefore, you say, I'm not very good at telling jokes. Plural, therefore, we use no article, at least here. All right, number six. Last night I went out with some blank of mine. For this blank, you take a minute to decide. All right, last night I went out with some, we have a friend here, therefore some friends of mine, right? Some friends or any friends, remember? That's the last part of our grammar. All right, so some, last night I went out with some friends of mine, plural, therefore no article needed. Number seven. There were few blank in town today. The streets were almost empty. A minute to write it down. Okay. There were very few in town today. There were very few people in town today. People is already plural, but we can't add an S and no article. Therefore, it remains just like that. Number eight. I'm going for out for a walk. I need some fresh blank. What's that blank? A minute to write it down. All right. I'm going for a walk. I need some fresh air. Again, air is already a plural form, plural and singular, right? We don't have an S. It's not a countable noun. It's uncountable noun. Therefore, no S and no article. I'm going out for a walk. I need some fresh air. Good. Number nine. Gary always wants things quickly. He doesn't have much. A minute to write it down. Gary always wants things quickly. Oh, Gary's so impatient, isn't he? That's because he doesn't have much patience. Patience, like people and air, is an uncountable noun. Therefore, we don't add an S and we don't put an article next to it. Great. Number 10. I think it's going to rain. Do you have blank I could borrow? A minute to write it down. All right. I think it's going to rain. Do you have umbrella I could borrow? Umbrella is finally countable. So we can say umbrellas. And umbrella starts with a U, which is a vocal. So we need an N. So you would say, do you have an umbrella I could borrow? Remember, borrow is take and lend, which is an irregular verb. Lend, lent, lent is to give. Right? Hoping that the person returns it. Okay, number 11. Do you speak any foreign blank? A minute to write it down. All right. Do you speak any foreign languages? I'm sure you knew that instantly, right? I bet a lot of people ask you, do you speak any foreign languages? And now you say, yes, I speak English. Do you speak any foreign languages? So language is countable. We add an S and we don't add any article. Perfect. Last but not least, number 12. Our flat is very small. We don't have much blank. What's blank? I'm yet to decide. Our flat is very small. We don't have much space. Space, like people and air, is an uncountable noun. Therefore, we put nothing in front. All right. I think this is not a very difficult grammar topic. I'm sure you already know a lot from this, but maybe some things you don't know. And if you don't know something, then please, please, please go back and look through it, because you don't want to make a silly, stupid mistake on something so easy at exam, because you will have really little time. We don't know how the exam is going to be like. I'm hoping it's going to be written. And if it's a written exam, you only have a few seconds to decide on the answer and then move on. So you don't want to make a mistake in such an easy topic. Make sure you understand everything correctly. Make sure you know which ones are plural, which ones are not plural, which ones are countable and uncountable. Incidentally, our next audio lesson is going to be countable and uncountable nouns continued. So more fun for you. All right, guys, have a good class.